It's official.
Season 7 is on its way, and it is coming to you October 15th. Season 7 is all things intimacy betrayal. We are going to be talking about codependency versus complex PTSD. We're going to be talking about the anatomy of deception. We're going to be talking about crazy making, gaslighting, narcissistic abuse. We're going to be talking about all of these very important things. We're going to be talking about what is betrayal and how amazingly traumatic it is when it happens in an intimate partnership. So I really hope that you will join us. Go ahead right now and follow and subscribe. You do not want to miss Season 7 on the Direct Impact Podcast. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epting, and you are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. So glad to be with you guys today. So we are coming to the end of Season 6, where we really did explore all things journaling practice, and specifically the Plan to Recover mini journal for recovery and self-discovery, just walking through each of the elements that it provides and the prompts and the purpose behind it. So we have walked through all of that. And now, today, I think it's important that I speak directly to all of you out there who are still non-believers when it comes to journaling, or you just were not able to implement this journaling practice in this past 90 days. Maybe you were able to implement it here and there, but you really struggled with making it a consistent daily practice. Well, hello, that is absolutely fine. That is absolutely okay. The question is, what did you learn about yourself? You know, looking carefully at your day, looking carefully at the things you tried and maybe some of the pivots you made to make this a daily practice. That's what it's all about. It's about self-discovery. It's about understanding yourself. It's about looking more closely at what's important to you, looking at your behaviors, looking at your AM routine, your PM routine, what supports your long-term goals, and what wreaks havoc on it, right? So I promise, if you've even just been thinking about engaging in this journal every day for 90 days, you've learned something about yourself. So I'd really like for you to contemplate that, to just sit and be still and be present with yourself, asking, what is the resistance that comes up inside of me when I think about commitment? A lot of us have real struggles with routine, with structure, and with, yes, commitment. It can feel very stressful. It can feel very dysregulating. It can feel overwhelming. It can feel like, well, I mean, at the very minimum, just one more thing to do, which is absolutely true. It is one more thing to do. So I think it's just important to sit in the resistance, to sit in what is holding me back from doing something that could very well be, you know, transformative and life-giving and create not just structure, but boundaries around the things that are really important to me in this life, you know, that allows me to continue to prioritize the biggest things, you know, that I want to focus on and commit my time and attention to. So I want to honor where you are, wherever you are. Me and a lot of people who have adopted a journaling practice went through what you are going through. I don't think anybody just wakes up in the morning and says, oh my gosh, today's the day and I just can't wait to get to this journaling practice. No, that's not the way it works. That's not the way any new behavior works. It's not the way any new healthy habit works. It comes with a lot of excuses. It comes with a lot of defense mechanisms. It comes with a lot of resistance, right? And I'm just asking you to sit in that. I'm asking you to sit in that feeling, acknowledge that it's real, and maybe get curious about some other areas in your life where there's resistance. Because honestly, there's no better way to come up with your big three behaviors that you want to look at for 90 days than by examining where there is resistance in your life. Where do you truly believe, you know, you could benefit and you could grow and you could develop and become a better version of yourself and also resist doing it or implementing it? Take a look at that. It's just important stuff, guys. And you're normal. You're human. This is very, very natural. I'd be a little concerned about somebody who was able to just wake up and start, you know, diving in and implementing this with absolutely no resistance. There are some people who absolutely will. They're like, oop, 90 days. I'm going to do it for 90 days, right? See what I discover. See if I want to keep doing it or not. See if it really is life-giving to the degree that I had hoped, right? Because at the end of 90 days, you get to decide, but you got to do 90 days consistent every single day for 90 days, right? Before you want to make up your mind about whether it's beneficial to you or not. So I really do hope that you can engage with and get curious about that resistance, okay? It's very natural, like I said, but dig into it and dive into another 90 days. See how consistent you can be with whatever journaling practice you discover. Like ours is a roadmap, okay? It's a roadmap to journaling. It's a roadmap to bullet journaling, but it gives you the opportunity to, you know, really pay attention to the aspects of it that work for you, that you like, that really speak to you, that are transformational for you. But then, you know, it also gives you full permission to cut out the things that you're not in love with. It just is a great 90-day framework. And I encourage all of you, sit in the feelings and do it again. You know, like they say in the rooms of AA, just keep coming back. It works if you work it. You know, just keep coming back. We've talked a lot about consistency. And when you are consistent in your behaviors, when you are consistent in your efforts, when you're consistent in your healthy habits, it builds this bond of trust and commitment to self. It is so important. And this is just one of thousands of ways that you can begin to do that. And so I really hope that you will. I really, really hope that you will. So again, if you're interested in 90 days of, you know, just really looking at yourself, really looking at some key behaviors that you might want to change. Maybe you want to change your relationship with chemicals. Maybe you want like drugs or alcohol. Maybe you want to change your relationship to a toxic friend or family member. Maybe you want to change your relationship to food or shopping. Maybe you want to change your relationship with your technology and your phone. Maybe you want to change your relationship to pornography, whatever it is. This is a great opportunity through a bullet journaling practice to do just that. And I hope that you will. So if you have not ordered your Plan to Recover mini journal yet, no problem. You can go to Amazon. You can type in Plan to Recover mini journal for recovery and self-discovery. You don't need to type in all of that. You can also just put in Andrea Epting, Epting, mini journal. And I hope that you just enjoy, dive in and just be consistent. Every time that you open it up, I just want you to feel and notice that you're taking a moment to do something for yourself. You are saying, I am special. I am important. I do deserve every time you engage in a journaling practice. All right. You're saying, I do want to get to know myself. I know that if I know myself, I'm going to fall in love with myself. Okay. So important. And that's what we want for you. So anybody who has really dove in and gotten the most out of this experience, good for you. We are absolutely so proud and, you know, keep it up, keep it up. All right. Take care. I'll see you next week, guys. Bye.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epting.
Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist, and I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today. Alrighty, my friend, you know I am obsessed with health and wellness hacks, right? Using my Plan to Recover journal, I have automated over 15 new vitality-boosting behaviors over the last 3 years, and none of them have been more transformational or effortless to implement than LifeWaves Phototherapy Patch. The X39 phototherapy patches promote healing by using your body's heat to activate stem cell regeneration. How awesome is that? These tiny patches are clinically proven to restore the body to a level of health that you may not have seen in years. These patches are a result of 80 studies and over 20 years of research. X39 patches are wearable technology, easy to apply to clean skin as part of your AM routine or your PM routine. Personally, I have experienced a more youthful complexion, mobility, and energy levels that I haven't seen, honestly, in over a decade. My arthritic pain and stiffness decreased dramatically in less than 48 hours. Absolutely life-changing. Additional health benefits may include better sleep, shorter recovery times, pain relief, improved energy and vitality, reduced inflammation, and much, much more. If you want to learn more about LifeWaves X39 patches and the many other therapy patches they offer, check out our episode with Darlene Green and IamReverseAging.com. To learn more about my personal experience, check out our YouTube channel, Direct Impact Podcast. Now, don't forget, head to LifeWave.com/Andrea Epting. That's LifeWave.com/AndreaEpting to buy your patches today and support this podcast.
Heads Up Guidance Services, or HUGS, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to removing all barriers to quality professional counseling services. At HUGS, all motivated individuals, couples, and families can access the support they need and deserve in an outpatient setting. They recruit dedicated, compassionate, and socially conscious professionals who volunteer their time and specialized skill pro bono. HUGS doesn't work with third-party payers, insurance companies, or government dollars. Rather, they operate entirely with the support of people just like you. To help support HUGS, visit www.headsupsavannah.org.